Good morning once again, dear colleagues coming from very nice country, Cyprus, and especially you are very nice people because you are involved in education. But when we are starting to talk about education, we need to start with a life, our life. And the life and education, these are two concepts always which must be discussed together. And sometimes there's a problem that we are talking just only about education, 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 and losing this connection with real life. I'm Uncle Andris. I'm coming from the University of Latvia. I'm saying Uncle Andris because I'm first year now professor emeritus of this famous university. This is my native university. I have spent more than 50 years within this university. And this is first year. I'm free of academic duties, but I'm still working hard, very hard. But I'm really very, very lucky because I'm not obliged to go to vote and to do very, very important things, but excuse me, I'm losing time. I'm already old boy and it's better for me to do some other things. So this is something, Sajar. This material you have, all these my addresses, mobile phones and so on and blog. And if you are going to this blog, you can take my materials in English. This is such a part. Of course, there are also another part, my materials in Russian, and of course in Latvian. So you are just going to this blog and then push button and look materials in English. Of course, my duty is to work for my native country, for Latvia, and basic language and basic people living here, we are using Latvian language. But I'm open all my life for all other people, and of course my first foreign language is Russian, then later on of course English, and it's very important now to speak English today, because we have joined Union, we are coming from Soviet Union, and now we are part of European Union, and who knows how long and so on, because everything is changing, life is changing, education too. Excuse me for my English, I'm speaking international English. A Latvian version, and maybe Uncle Andris version, because I'm thinking, I'm following Latvian language, Latvian thinking style, and it's not always very easy to do the same when I'm using other languages. I will never become native English speaker, because then I'm losing my way of thinking. I'm thinking as Latvian. And it's very, very important also, when I'm meeting other people from other countries, I'm saying, well, how do you think in your native language, what terms you are using? And it's not very correct way just to translate. No, no, no. And these conferences, such meetings, international meetings, we are losing a lot of time because we are talking about the same, but using different words. Native words, and then we are translating this to English, international English, and it's Australian, American, British, Latvian, Cyprus English, and we are losing a lot of time because of these language problems. So I hope that I will be understandable for you. I'm very lucky because I had such a possibility to develop also my English. I have been working in the United States many, many, many years ago. A research visitor after my doctoral studies, so I'm a physicist, and thanks of this such possibility, and later on, of course, traveling all around the Europe mainly, so, and English is also working language. So, a general systemic awareness of our life and education today. All these are key concepts, key words. Today, what's today? Life and education, and general systemic awareness. Systemic awareness, awareness, awareness. And again, that's very interesting, how do you translate this awareness? Later on, maybe we'll discuss. But systemic, no systemic is systemic, and general systemic, not particular, not local systemic, but such a general view on the problem. And now, the first gift is my gift to you. I'm going from this material to some other material. Just, I have prepared this as a gift for this morning. So, yes, And let me open another. Well, this is my report just a week or no, maybe 2 weeks ago. I have been visiting, as an also invited reporter, this international scientific practical conference, Information and Communication Technology in Natural Science Education. I told you that I'm a physicist, former solid-state physicist. Not later on, of course, I was working in this building too, Ministry of Education. I was involved in when we were developing our education law. It was last century. Last century. But so I have changed from solid-state physics. There is only atoms, molecules, nothing more. No people. Later on, I was elected as a dean of faculty. Later on, Senate of the University and so on. Then we get back, this is our independence. Well, it was an important situation. We needed to develop education law. Now instructions were coming from Moscow war. And no, physicists are sometimes very, very useful people to solve such extraordinary problems. Because physics, it's something very simple. It's the simplest science. Simplest. And if you aware of this simplicity, then you can start to do some more complex jobs. No, this is my story. So, I'm a former solid-state physicist, and then I turn step by step, up to the people, to education, physics education, and education in general, too. And, but nevertheless, this gift is just to show what does it mean, Uncle Anders. Because, be careful, we are meeting different experts. But are you really expert? That's the problem. And when we came back, gained this independence, then there were a lot of foreigners that were coming. They were very unsuccessful people in their native countries, and so on. They were foreigners. Why I'm speaking so? Because you are also very nice, small country, like me. And our experience, Yes. Especially small countries, but those big ones also dependently independent, because we depend. And this is systems view, systems approach. Everything is interrelated. Don't forget this, being small countries and developing education. Under the didactics of physics. Well, this was my report, past, present and future. Well, my recent fields of research and development. Systems theory. I'm a theoretician now. Theory of systems thinking. Philosophy and psychology both together. I am not a philosopher. I am not a psychologist. But I'm a former solid-state physicist. Educator. But I'm talking about such themes, and it's very, very important. Then, next, it's also my study course I'm developing for my students, master level students at the university. 17th year, 17th season now, systemology of education. I made this main structure of our education law as a system. Details were developed by other people, and the details are changing, but this main construction of this building, main construction, an architecture maybe in some sense. Well, and later on I started this course, Systemology of Education, because there are some, I will show you and tell all those basic concepts we have introduced within our education law. And it is very important now to disseminate this.
How would you characterize systemology? In terms of consistency or structure, being structured?
Education?
No, say systemology. What would characterize that systemology? How do you define it? Define it in terms of consistency or in terms of structures?
I think both together. But I will show all these concepts later, yeah. Well, thank you for a very good question. Systemology or general physics education, not professional. I have studied that professional solid-state physicist and professional solid-state physics educator. Now I am advocating general science education,
general science for all people, also for artists, also and so on and so on. General. Downstairs there's a topic under didactics of physics, general educational physics. Under didactics, it's not a popular word in English. Maybe some people have never listened to such a word. Under didactics, when we are changing education process content mainly, very seriously, we are changing from one content. We are renewing, innovative approach. And under didactics, it means we are going from simple up to some complex. Complex. How far we can go? And then under didactics must come. We are going from complex to simple. But the simple is at higher level. And then we are again going upstairs. And so, didactics, under didactics. Didactics, and under didactics, it means we are bridging from secondary to tertiary, from primary to secondary, from preschool to primary education. So under didactics, no, that's again just for you to explain. No, this is all material from my lecture, so sorry I'm going very fast now, but excuse me, you are not beginners, you are very skilled people, and so you can follow and everything is okay. And this is, if you would like to look for this word, you see, it's 1973 year. It's in Russian. I was a doctoral student at that time, and I heard such a lecture. This person comes from Novosibirsk, it's far away, and she told us about ultra-didactics. And these roots, for me, are coming from this year. I was at that time a doctoral student, and so on and so on. And this is really the first time, and also a definition that what does it mean under didactics. Excuse me, it's in Russian, it's original definition and Russian language. Well, these are my recent publications or reports. No, just recent, starting from, this is this century. And mainly these are proceedings of Yost Symposium. I have met also people from Cyprus in these symposiums and so on. But there are also other publications, but not just example, because this is background of my research. At present, physics content, physics methodology, and what we need to do is now to renew physics content. Methodology, okay, we are using tools now. No, very popular tools are now to use computer technologies. But these are only tools. What we are doing using these tools? For me too, maybe. I can show you some pictures, just to wasting time. But I can use, and I'm doing this, I'm trying to do this. I'm using these computer technologies to develop, to send you my messages from my head to you. And it's very, very important tool to use for this purpose. So, this is education, structure of educational physics. If you would like to just to talk, to discuss maybe with your natural science education people and so on. This is specific already seen. Educational physics or physics education? There is a slight difference. If I'm a physicist, there are three physics. Fundamental physics, Nobel Prize, and so on. Then applied physics, engineering. And third part is educational physics. And I'm feeling as physicist also at that moment, this moment. But educational physics. And sometimes, I can't say I'm fighting with my colleagues, but I know them, because I'm former fundamental physicist, and also, in some sense, applied physicist. I know how they are thinking, what they are thinking about. I have been the part of this family. But excuse me, now I'm educational physicist. I'm looking from another point of view. And, if I'm just a professor of physics professor and I'm delivering lectures for my students, this is professional education. It's not general. And tragedy is that our school physics is professionalized.
to rationalize. We need to develop general ideas. Physics, it's something very simple. It's the simplest subject. But it's students, not students, students are at the university, but pupils at school level. This is our problem. We are bringing from higher levels down professional physics. People don't understand what does it mean and why and so. And especially if you are an artistic person and physics. If you take your music instruments and so look around, physics, physical phenomena all around us. But if I'm only solid state physicist, sorry, I'm not good for general education. I hope that I'm not able now to do this because I have passed all these steps. Now it's nice meeting you. Well, physics comes, no way, let's say from upstairs, downstairs education. Don't mix, there are two words, education and pedagogy. If you are a pedagogue, that's great. You are a driver, you are driving car. But where are you driving? Why? We need some ideas, and these ideas are coming from the management of education. There is Ministry of Education across the street, but I have no heard that there are Ministry of Pedagogy somewhere. Pedagogues are excellent people. They execute the body. We need these piano players, but we need composers to generate this music. And educational physics or physics education, if you are an educator, tragedy is that sometimes you are very weak in physics. You know how to work with people. Yeah. How to use computers, but you are not well prepared in physics. And today is a tragedy in our country. Well, it's problems, a lot of problems. We are losing, in normal way also, in normal way, our old generation of teachers. It's a very difficult time for them. They need to change. But human beings are just living once and it's not possible to change them, seriously. But, and what do we need? We need next generation. But these young people, they are going far away from Latvia. They are, and really, they are, this money they are getting, a salary for teachers' work, it's so small. If I'm a boy, no, young boy, after studies, excuse me, I can't establish my family life and so on, because I don't have resources for this. And they are going away. And there is now a hole. There is a great lack of physics, also chemistry and so on. And maybe, I'm not discussing the question, but we are losing. There is not enough young teachers. New generation. There's no new generation. Enough. There are some very good people coming up. Few. Very good. And there is philosophy also, very important for educators. And psychology also. Human being, it means psychology, not spiritual aspect. And the world, what does it mean, world and so on, not philosophy. And so, physics education, it means all together physics, education, pedagogy also as a part of education, this executive actions, and philosophy and psychology. This is, and this physics education, or educational physics, it is content and methodology. And this is systemic structure. This is one of my really main pictures I'm showing, I'm explaining, not only for physics people, but for everybody. Just change this word, physics, to chemistry, biology, literature, language, and so on. This is what I'm saying, systems thinking. I am building structures. Structures, and these structures are universal. And then you're taking this structure as a sample. And then you are filling this structure with your very local, definite content. So, education as a life experience for life. Life experience for life. And sometimes this education we are developing, it's not life experience for life. Maybe it's history, we are telling stories about last century. And also, what does it mean, life experience? Life experience. And life experience we need to take from real practice, from life again. If I'm using these words, life and education, you see, I mentioned this at the beginning. Life and education. I'm using these two key words all the time. Education is just reflection of life, for life.
That's schooling. You use education equals schooling.
Oh yeah, these are details. How do we organize this? These are really, this is salary. Philosophy.
Yeah, but your language comes before education. That's your ontology.
Before education. Oh yeah. What education do we mean? The mother's education, home, of course. Yes. It's not formal, but nevertheless it's. No, okay, we are not using the word education for 1-2 years old baby. They are gathering life experience. Look, later on I will say some, I try to remember your question. Explain. Well, physics, no, don't discuss physics. And this is my final, thank you very much for your attention, thanks for this part. This is my gift this morning. Well, life experience, this is a line, this is my, how do you call this? Laura. Yeah. I'm lion. I'm born August. Well, this is time for lions and so on. And some people say, oh, you are just, I think, also like lion. Well, maybe, I don't know. That's what I'm listening. Well, life education, what does it mean? What does it mean? It means, first of all, knowledge, but not only knowledge. Attitudes or values. That's in English, maybe we are better say values. But I'm thinking in Latvian. So I'm translating to attitudes, but the synonym is values. And skills. And not only knowledge and skills, as it is very popular in European Union. European Union, well, we need also some very serious changes in this philosophy. People who are following in these meetings, countries, and so on. That's the point. And for life. And what does it mean, life? These are activities. Each activity means that we are satisfying some definite needs. Each action. So, this action is going on not just now. There is some need for you. There is some need to go to Riga, to come to listen to Uncle Andres. And also for me, it's also a need. Then I'm acting, and finally there will be result. Cognition, and in each activity, there is universal structure. It's philosophy plus psychology, somewhere upstairs. Cognition, consideration, behavior. Just only three words. Cognition. Cognitive psychology, cognitivism, pedagogy, you know this word, cognitive. We're cognizing world. We're starting from cognizing, and small babies, they are cognizing. They are fundamental researchers, but we are not calling them in such a way. But this is what they are doing, and Piaget developing this psychology. Well, he was observing, why, my God, what's going on with my daughters? He was observing the real life. Wow. And now this psychology has been developed. Cognition first, then consideration. This is again my word. I have taken this word from English language. I don't know other word. In Latin, abdomen. Thinking about. We need to think about what we have cognized. We need to rethink about. There is again structure, and I'm saying, in English it's very popular to say, and it's understandable. Let's consider. I have finished this first part. Cognition. I have cognized this phenomena. I have cognized you. I have cognized you. Okay? Then I'm going back home, and I'm considering. What you do later on. What we can most do better. Together, maybe all. And consideration. Maybe there are some other words. Of course, there are many other words, maybe in English. But sorry, I am following my thinking. And I'm using such a word, and I'm explaining what does it mean. And I come into a lot of people saying, okay, afterwards, you have explained. I'm agreeing with you. Well, I don't know how it's with you now, but the
It's up to you. And finally, behavior. I'm acting, really. After consideration, I'm acting. Okay? I said, well, I would like to write you a letter. And then behavior. I'm doing this. And what we know from the theories, pedagogical theories, behaviorism, coming from the United States, and so on and so on. They are very pragmatic people were at that time, and so on. But, excuse me. We need all these three parts. Like we need four wheels for a car, we need three parts for life experience, and life too. Cognition, consideration, and behavior. So, one, two, three, one, two, three. And look, there are colors. Blue color, it's going up. This is here. Let's go to St. Peter Church. You will visit this St. Peter Church. I like this place and so on and this idea. Wait. Cognition, consideration, behavior. Stay here and repeat what you have heard from Uncle Andres today. Blue line is going up. Cognition. Then we are considering, and then we are coming back, following a green line downstairs to real life. But some people, they prefer to stay downstairs. There are cafeterias, well, there's a lot of nice things to do downstairs. Why to go upstairs? Children, they like to go upstairs, but not always teachers are ready to do this. Excuse me, I try to be honest. I'm not lying. I'm trying to do this. And sometimes that these children, they're already old people, but nevertheless, they are still downstairs. And we need to bring them step by step. Preschool education, primary, secondary, tertiary. Of course, we are using these words, they are different. Middle education and high schools and higher, and students and pupils. But I'm trying to put in some order this. And at this level, for example, if we have reached this, wow, my God, I'm looking, wow, this picture downstairs, it looks like, well, it's something different. I'm discovering something new because I'm looking from upstairs. Then, okay, this is a primary education level, looking through these windows on Old Riga. Well, then I'm going upstairs. It's not primary, but it's already secondary education. And then higher education. No higher education, no maybe doctoral education. No, it's our words which we are using. No, okay. And when you are here, nevertheless, you're working, you are going, coming down, nevertheless. I'm a professor, but still I'm living here. And my life is here. This life is here. But I am behaving. My behavior depends on. Yes, how do I think about this world looking from upstairs and looking from here? Why, my God? There is sea, port. There is even Daugava. I have never had such an experience downstairs. But from this position, well, I have. This is general education. This is general education. And we need to take our people, our school children. Don't call school children students. Students at the university. Those are not students. There is a difference when you are just attending school and when you are studying at the university. Study process is very important, very, very independent and creative. Small babies, sometimes they are just following the stories, they are memorizing and so on. That's a great difference. But that's again another. So, I have told a lot of things. And I'll be shorter now during this next report. But I hope that you feel me better now. Education. Well, and this is answer maybe to your question. It's specially organized gaming. There was such a period in life, there were no schools, no teachers. There were no special organizations. But nevertheless, very, very small babies, they are living together with their parents, family. Of course, there is some organization if there are clever parents. But, excuse me, it's not formally organized. And if it's specially organized, then okay. Kindergarten, preschool education, and so on and so on. education, it's not education that is not this experience like we are just getting on street somewhere. This is also life experience. But we are not calling, well, it's not good to call this experience education. No. If we are scientific thinking people, we need to be precise using words. In everyday life, my God, we're talking all about, just we are talking, we're chatting, chat. Yeah. And then we are coming together, we can't understand. And if you are working for understanding and later on for comprehension, there are again two words, to understand and comprehend, comprehension. Again, I know in English, well, take these dictionaries, my God, one word and many explanations. No, I'm just taking this one, I really need, I would like that you understand me and later on comprehend. Understanding is understanding and comprehension, it's next step. It's not very popular, some psychologists. Psychologists also, they are involved in their own subject and they sometimes need also much wider look on things. And then physicists must come and tell maybe something. But we are working all together, we are a great family and we need to do a lot of to develop our professional terminology for understanding each other and for comprehension finally. Comprehension, it means that all these thoughts, we are able to describe all these interrelations too. You understand that I'm speaking English. You understand language. That you comprehend what I'm talking about. This is just an example. What does it mean? Understanding, this is first step. You're understanding now, you are in Riga, in Latvia. But do you comprehend what does it mean to be in Latvia? You need all these interrelations and so on. And again, well, what is philosophical and psychological basis of education as life experience for life? Okay, I like these two guys, of course, you know, Plato and Aristotle. We have original start for everything. Material world or practice or materialism, these are observable phenomena. And then we are observing these phenomena. Observation, what does it mean? I'm seeing you, I'm listening, and also I can go and touch you. Nothing more. Three systems of senses only. Vision, then audio, and sense. Well, of course, there is some special senses, but I'm usually saying eyes, ears, and skin. No, this is skin, I'm touching, and then also, this is also skin, here and here. These are details. But I'm arranging all these senses, and it's a definite order as a physicist. There is such great technologies developed on basis of physics now. Why? Because physicists have established some order, more or less, and they follow this order. It's easy to say for physics, but of course we can say, we need to say this also for social sciences. But excuse me, life and society, it's so complicated phenomena. It's not so easy as physics. And therefore, let's start from physics. Good school physics. General physics. General chemistry and so on. And general language and so on. And later on, there will be really very, very clever and honest people finally maybe coming out from school. And then our small countries will be great countries. It will be very important countries for the whole world. Don't follow just these old instructions coming from those big countries. They are looking for slaves, for spiritual slaves. United States, excuse me, I have spent a year there. It's a great country. But if you like to be and to live like they are living, please go away. Go to the United States. Don't bring United States to Cyprus, to Latvia. But this is our decision. Policy makers, they are. No, but they are sometimes, they have lost their mind now, and they are doing a lot of stupid things. And Cyprus, you see, you have also very, very serious problems now. Not because of you, but because of these top-level people who were playing money games and so on and so on. But it depends. We all are interrelated. Well, cognition, and so, you see, now it's very easy for me to discuss these pictures.
We are going upstairs,
step by step.
Don't use elevator.
No, of course, you are now visitors. Use this elevator just and go very quickly upstairs. But maybe first up to this.
First, I don't know, there are two stops or not. Oh, I can read there in this tower.
No, of course, this is very fast to do this, but
we can do this by visit our pupils.
We need time.
Sometimes we are going too fast.
We'll be delivering high education lectures, well, for high schools, so on and so on. Yeah. World of thought. World of thought. No, this is this education. This is this life experience. These are theories within our head. And then we are using, we are going back from these theories, again downstairs, it's behavior, and we are, well, if there are some needs in the same beginning, that there is satisfaction of needs, finally. Education is like, well, no, this is, no, just, no, I'm not going to just to read this text, but let's go further and let's develop discussions also a moment later. Fundamental artistic as well as scientific reflection. Fundamental artistic and fundamental scientific reflection. A reflection, this is how do we build these theories. This is a psychological term. This is really a very good word in English. Reflection. I don't like that our Latin colleagues, they are just taking this word reflection and using this formal word in the Latvian texts. I'm asking, what does it mean, reflection? But it's written in these books coming from West. Of course, in English. But what does it mean? We don't need these English words within our language. We don't need them. Awareness. Awareness. Awareness is closer to this Latvian word, apzināšana.
Yeah,
apzināšana. Consciousness.
We don't have exact translation.
And thanks to one of my students, medical student, I'm delivering them lectures on physics. And so it's a very clever medical student. And he explained me, what does it mean, reflection? He was an original English-speaking person. Thanks, I understood that reflection. This is really that we are reflecting everything within our consciousness, and subconsciousness too, but generally consciousness. And this is a word, what is used, reflection? I don't know what word is. The best word in your native language, excuse me, this is your problem, to find this corresponding word. And direct translation sometimes, and maybe very often, these translations are not possible. You need first to feel, and then you are searching for word. We are coding our feelings. And different people, different countries, we are doing in different ways. And then, when we are coming together, we are enriching each other. Not formally, just taking copies. But first, and sometimes we are copying. Even in Russian language, my God, there are so many words now coming from English language. I'm asking, what does it mean? Well, because these interpreters or people working on translation, they are doing this job very formally. They are not feeling these texts when they are changing this language. First, we need to feel like poets. If you are translating poems, excuse me, you need this. And then you are looking for words, best words, also, to express these feelings in your own language. And you're going from your native up to English, from English to native, and no, this is art and science, both together. Human's consciousness. No, consciousness, yes, this is very, very good. And of course subconsciousness, but no, let's go deeper, but it's enough. Talk about consciousness. Education, it's awareness, you see. I'm using that, this word. Abzināšana. Of real life phenomena. What is downstairs? As a result of fundamental research cognition, blue. Again, look, this is text, but I'm using blue color. Because this means showing up, we're going up.
of these phenomena for applied research behavior to satisfy corresponding needs of our practical life. What needs? Such is our life. If you need only money, okay. You are a slave of money. And there are some big guys now developing all these banking systems and so on. They are crazy. They are simply crazy people. But they are very powerful, crazy people. We depend on them. This is problem. And I think that in our small countries, our pupils must be educated to be very careful, because in their future life, they will meet them. These lions, these crazy lions, developing money from money. This is a very, very serious problem. Very serious. This is real life. And we need to educate for real life. So education must be also more or less real. And not just nice stories and so on about life and love and money and so on. No, 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 no. It's much more sophisticated. Fundamental applied cognition of phenomena, fundamental research. We start with sensations, then artistic or scientific perception, and then description of phenomena. This level, this is understanding, and this level is comprehension. And then, this is theory, this is bridge. Theories always are bridging. When we are going upstairs, we are developing these theories. Why? Because we need these theories for practice. But my university colleagues sometimes, they are developing theories, and they are not thinking, these fundamental, my colleagues, fundamental scientists, they are not thinking about what we will later on. Excuse me, working as educators, it's not correct. We need to show both ways, upstairs and downstairs. This is a cycle, it's a system. We start from project. Look, this word project. Project. Now, this is also project, why we are here. This is very practical aspect. We are not developing theories. But we are taking, if there are some theories already good for us, then we are considering, well, we are doing a lot of things here in this. To follow this project, for example, you were agreed, making agreement before, what theories to follow. And you need also to discuss and to agree. Okay, in Latvia this group, in your country this group, we will follow no such theoretical background. Otherwise there will be no normal work. But nobody is doing more this level. It's bad. But small countries, we are not so rich to keep all the institutions, special institutions. But what in within educational field are we doing? We are researching life. Life. In Latvia, in Cyprus, and also in Europe, European Union, and the world as a whole. But small countries, we are not building rockets, we are not exploring cosmos. We are small countries. And then we are taking a lot of very good ideas from maybe these big countries. United States, it's a great country. It's a lot of ideas, but these ideas are reported by people who came from Europe. Americans, they are taking together best brain, paying a lot of money. This is American style of developing their country. And if you're going to the United States and you have been there already at 7 and 0, it's a contrast. My God. There are so low-level people. They are not very clever and honest too. But there's a lot of them. But at the same time, there are best maybe artists. There are maybe best scientists in the best universities within the United States. And you can say that the United States is a crazy country. No, this will be just one point. There are crazy people within this country, yeah. But also in our countries. We also have a lot of local crazy people. Following those crazy people. But we have a lot of very normal people, nice people like you are. And we are also trying to be normal people, yes. And we need to come together and to think how to develop our education for normal life within our countries. with our native countries. And afterwards, we have developed a project. Then we need to realize this project. Project is just project. We need resources. And if you have resources and project, then you are realizing project. And this need is coming first. Why this project? We need to do this. To develop self-evaluation of schools, for example. It's a great task. Let's develop a project. How to do this? But later on we need resources. And finally we need really to realize. And then we have solved this problem. Problem comes first. And problem solving the problem. Well, problem solving. Solution finally. But we are not going here usually. We are very practical. Well, we are developing projects. These are research projects, yes. And you know, there is such an English word, research and development. Research means this one, and development is, but excuse me, research and development is here, we are developing theories here. And then we are developing real projects. We must be, again, very careful with words that we are using for comprehension. For comprehension. If you have understood this structure, then we are saying you have reached this level of comprehension. Structures, it means already comprehension, because these elements, these structure elements, they are connected. It's building and structure of this building. And what colors will be used and what chairs will be then taken to this building? Well, these are details, very important details, but nevertheless details. First we need architecture. And later on, for schools. School also needs schools architecture. And then, good people working and building this school. And one aspect is self-evaluation. We are controlling how things are working within skill. And again, we need some systemic view. What does it mean? Needs practice satisfaction. Educational research, methodology of high-value general and professional education. Educational research, well, when we are doing this applied research, not this green, then again, we must know that there is fundamental research, blue. We are not representing just now, I think, fundamental research. But we are representing applied research. We are working on a very, very, very practical problem. School, it's practice. And educational research, and professional education, and, professional education. We need to prepare people for educational research, for fundamental, also for applied research. These are people working now in this institution or in ministry. And if you are only a teacher or pedagogue, excuse me, you are not ready to serve as ministry person, working ministry. You are good with your children. But excuse me, you are upstairs now. You are leader, manager. Of course, if you are prepared before to make this step up, why not? Of course, this is normal way how a good teacher can become good director. But it's not so easy way. If you are the best teacher in the school, it doesn't mean that you will be very, very good director. And if you are a good director, organizer, it doesn't mean that you are a very good subject teacher. Yeah. And if there are now people are coming, our ministers and so on, they are visiting schools and delivering just one lesson. Oh, excuse me. No, this is just a theater. Yes. Our prime minister now, physicist. He delivered just one lesson in physics this year, some weeks ago. No, that's great, why not? But, excuse me, it's just a game. Oh, there were reporters and so on all around. Prime Minister is delivering schools. No, it's not. But no, why not? Why not? We need teachers. And from teachers maybe, from physicists, again, you see our Prime Minister is also a physicist, yeah. No, that's great. Principle, content, and methodology of modern education. No, again, these are very high-level theoretical just pictures. But excuse me, this is like a star somewhere upstairs. We are looking on these schemes, these structures. But we need to be sure that really this scheme is good to follow. This is your decision. And I'm trying, when I'm delivering lectures for my students, master and doctoral students, now I am talking a lot of about these boxes. Because if you're just looking on this picture, well, not good. No, it looks nice. But we need to work hard to explaining what does it mean. Phenomena, phenomena, phenomena. No, it's just a feeling. What does it mean, phenomena? It's changing bodies. Sorry, it's philosophy. What do we have in the world? Nothing more than changing bodies. Even if you are working within social sciences, you're working with human beings. And these are also changing bodies, nothing more. But don't go into this, this philosophy again. But then, when we are trying to understand and to comprehend finally, we all start in small babies. First level is factology, states of phenomena, space and time. Excuse me, small children, my granddaughters, no. My oldest granddaughter, she is now about 11th year. I can't ask her. What does it mean, word, space, time? No, no, I need to wait. Later on I will tell her this definition. But feelings are ready. And even for my youngest granddaughter, she is just about 4. It's very, very, she's perfect. She's feeling time and she's feeling feelings. But this development is from kindergarten, step by step by step. But, excuse me, if at the level of secondary education, we are not giving, finally, at least now, what does it mean time and what does it mean space? Something is going crazy. We have reached this level and we need to explain what does it mean that you are feeling, what you are feeling, what words we are using with your feeling. And at this age, about 16 and 17, those teenagers, they are feeling, boys are looking on girls, there are some feelings special, also the same. These are feelings. We need to explain more or less what does it mean, that there are hormones and so on, and there are special relations are starting now between boys and girls and so on. It's very normal, very normal. These are feelings. These are feelings called, no, maybe not heavy, so you really love feelings. These are feelings. I can go by love. These are feelings. Feelings, we need body. Feeling body. But again, we need changing bodies. And these bodies are changing. If they're, this John is now 16, but there are new feelings are appearing now. Oh, it's great. Okay, this is just also, I'm trying to develop your feelings. Because this is just on the first hour meeting, and that will be enough for a first meeting. Factology, or sometimes we say phenomenology in English. But there are also some small details, there are different words. Phenomenology, sometimes causality also is included within this term, but I'm translating from Latin, factology. Factology, fact. Our feelings saying fact. No, these are Latin feelings. I don't know what you feel saying facts in your native language. But this is factology. I'm observing and I am understanding these facts and so on. And then I'm looking for causality relations. I'm going from understanding to comprehension. Again, these two words in English. And only use word understand, understand. It's not enough. And when we have reached, again, secondary, upper secondary mainly, obligatory to develop understanding and comprehension of causality. You see, it's also philosophy, but not only philosophy. Small babies, they also have feelings about causal relations. Small baby is going to father asking something, and some other things are taken from mother. Help! They are clever, very clever, and they are honest too. Later on, they are changing. Some are not developing further, and they are taking very bad examples from real life, and this honesty disappears. let's try to keep these nice first years of our life and not to spoil our babies. But schools, excuse me, I'm very, very, very again trying to be honest only, you know, to be honest, but it's not a very nice saying that we are spoiling because of our programs, because of our quality of teachers, directors, and so on and so on. These are all tasks for us as responsible people for the development of education and life in our small countries. Good. Systemic reflection. Okay, I'm not going, these are already systems, theories, and so on. No, I am leaving this because it's not so more important to go in details. Educational activity as a whole includes many dimensions of education, defining content, goals of corresponding life experience, and pedagogical process, realizing defined content, goals, and practice. I have tried first, already explained in our first one. Don't mix two words, two concepts, terms or words with very precise understanding. Education and pedagogy. Pedagogy is just very important part of education, but first we need also management of education. And therefore your schools, first. I'm usually saying it's like as an egg. It's a yellow part and white part of an egg. Yellow part, it's pedagogy. And this white surrounding, this is management of education. And the same structure is educational system for the state, the same structure again for school, and the same structure also for yourself. You are managing your life, and you are also executing your life. We are both. We are slaves for ourselves. We are also top level men for ourselves. And these fundamental schemes, how processes are organized, these are universal schemes. Thank you very much. Yes, I have just a feeling that there's a contact. Your understanding, and not only understanding, you're only comprehending what I'm talking about. Well, that's great. That's great. Yes. And maybe I'm talking, and you also answering, but you're using your body's language. But no, if I'm speaking, well, then you are acting in this way. Later on, you will speak, I'll respond using body's language. Well, such is the life. Each educated person has reached corresponding level as Homo sapiens. Yeah. When we are starting our life, we are not yet Homo sapiens. We are just material that's able to become or not to become. And what do we need is Mother Nature, okay, we're starting, there are instincts. No, meetings and now elder. We are acting, and small babies, they're acting instinctively. And later on, there are some, well, I try to show, I will, Griba. Mm-hmm. I will to do this, I need this. And small babies, they are very, very active in this field. That's great, yeah. It's pragmatism. And small babies are very pragmatic. Because later on only there will be developing of these high levels. Perhaps you all know very good Maslow, this structure. No, excuse me, it's the same ideology. Ideology of this picture is close to this ideology. Because everything is interconnected. Then we are going further. And again, during our childhood, it's very important during this family life to develop feelings of human being. It means soul. Religion people say soul. I'm not using this word because it's a very good word, yeah, but no, I nevertheless follow a scientific way of talking and using words. Religion, this is just a special kind of art. That's great art. Great art. Great. And we need, because these feelings we are getting because of religion, they are great. And many people, they are following all the life these feelings.
There is such an idea of God. Yeah, it's very important. Because people, such a real one, my God. Let's be very careful. It's very important for former Soviet people. Because this term, God, and so on, it was thrown away, and there are serious problems. But today we need also scientific and artistic worldview. Religion, it's artistic worldview. And excuse me, in Bible, let's take this Bible. There's nothing about computers. It's 21st century, excuse me. We have the same problem, moral problems and so on, which are described in the Bible. It's stable. But at the same time, there is something added value now for our life and also for education. And there is not enough to go to the church school only. We need also to go and to get physics and chemistry and zoology and all other sciences. This is 21st century picture. But God, it's the greatest idea, and it's still greatest idea when we are discussing moral ethical problems, when we are feeling each other. And then we need some help from, nobody knows from what, and then we say, God. God will help us. If you are helping yourself, it means that God will help you too. It's clear, yeah. And finally, and only finally, on the top, there is mind. This is our spiritual level, human spirit at conscious level. Will, it means also spirit. Feelings, it's spirit. And mind, also spirit. The concept, comprehension. Yes, no understanding, but understanding is also at this level. At the level of feelings. And many, many people, they are living just on this level. They are feeling situations and they are making decisions following these feelings. That's great. But if you are going upstairs and developing our schools, if it's normal 21st century school, we need the whole this picture. General education must include all this. But again, step by step, going upstairs, up to this St. Peter Church top. But later on, of course, we are coming again back. Science, art, pragmatism. Behaviorism, you see, this green. Oh my God, this is behaviorism. It's very well known, this theory. Art. No, this is artistic aspects of. This is religion. This is reflex. And science. No, and science, normal science, as we are talking today, starts from the 16th century. No, more or less. Before, there were also scientists. No, but these are all, this part of Aristotle. And if you go earlier times. But excuse me, these were just persons. Some persons only. But today science, it's the factories, say such, industry, science industry. So, and if you are just following only God, okay, that's good, that's very important, but not only. Consciousness above the homo sapiens, it means will, feelings, mind, above our instincts, above. If you are staying at this level of instinct. Some people are staying at this level. I don't know in English, how do you say, kamēs latviskas apkārtos neattīstītos bērneņus. Maugli. Maugurs.
Maugurs,
okay. Maugurs. Yeah, you see. In our development of world languages, also, there are some roots are more or less the same. That's very interesting, yeah. I'm saying Mowglis, and I think you understood. This is human being at his lowest level, and he is not really human being. He is just animal, following instincts. And sorry, during Soviet period of time, we didn't have Mowglis in Latvia. Now we have, because of we have changed our surrounding, our way of thinking. There are crazy ideas have come to our country. And
people just are following because our system of education are not so good just to give them advice. We are now involved in these changes, and this is very, very serious process, and a lot of strange processes are developing and so on. And again, this is our duty to help people, educating them how to act in such situation, but we are not ready to act on ourselves. No, but such is life. But if we are understanding and comprehending, then we are trying to do our best in this situation. And that's all what we can do. And we are doing this. Knowledge, attitudes, values, skills, a basic content of life's experience for life. Well, now you see, this is now already final pictures, and no, I have already explained what I mean, but excuse me, not only I. This is life experience, and all normal people all around the world I have met. We can agree. But when we are coming back home, there are traditional systems of education, traditional books, and traditional texts, traditional teachers, and they are not following these general ideas. And this is a problem for us. To develop projects, to realize, we need to go from down from these theoretical structures to real life. But first we need these red theoretical structures. We need top leaders, managers, and they must sit, I was there to this meeting, in this building, in ministry, because they are drivers and they are giving tasks and so on for the system. No, sorry, there are many people just following political ideas and so just fighting for their chairs and so on and so on. Because I'm not naming words, because this is small county, my God, I will say this is crazy and this is crazy. The answer will be yours, also crazy. And now, step forward. Such is life. And when we are meeting, like we are doing now, that's great. We are at the same level. We are thinking about the same ideas. Only these two small countries are coming together. But we are small countries. But following great ideas, I hope. Okay, content, as you said, education. Again, life experience, life, cognition, knowledge, you see, consideration, and values, and skills, and behavior. And you see, knowledge corresponds to cognition, values, consideration. Only during this process, values are established. And I don't like, I'm criticizing this traditional pedagogy coming from Western countries, and also earlier we also maybe heard this teaching learning. If you are only teaching and pupils are learning, it's a very bad school. It's just one hand or one part of your brain. We need also to develop values. And we need time, and we need to organize our pedagogical process to give time for students to consider. But they are reading books, memorizing still, and then telling back what they have memorized. We are still very traditional. Of course, there are great schools, they are great teachers, always. They are really doing normal things. But it's not enough. We'd like to have many more such schools, really teaching, learning, and upbringing. Upbringing or value orientation, value education is not very popular in traditional schools. Therefore, I'm saying, if you're only teaching and educating, teachers, it's bad school. Who is now taking care about this value education? Teacher is only teaching. Teaching is knowledge and skills. But what about attitudes, values, upbringing? In real life, again, you know, best teachers are always doing. They are called teachers, but they are not teachers. They are educators. Excuse me, let's change. For good schools, Well, I will go and say, I will observe your lecture or your lessons and say, okay, you are ready, you are a teacher now, but starting next day, I will give you a paper, you are educator. You are not only developing this content of this subject, and skills too. This is for practical life. And earlier times, it was very, very important, because this life experience was rather simple, because life was simple. Today, it's not enough to give only knowledge and skills, but we need also attitudes, values. How to use this knowledge and skills? We are not soldiers, ugly following orders. And I would like that our leaders, managers of our small countries, they are not soldiers. But you are smiling, yeah. But real life is real life. We need some help from these big countries, from banks, for example. We need, sometimes, yeah, there are very tricky situations. But nevertheless, we must be clever. Nevertheless, to reach some success. Thank you very much for your attention, and good luck for all of you, for all, for you and for your colleagues, within your future educational activities. Sincerely yours, Uncle Andres, and this picture was taken in May, I think, May of this year. I was just elected Professor Emeritus, and I'm very lucky. Yeah, so, but nevertheless, it was my task really to generate some thinking. It was like situations in church. The priest, there are no seminars, there are no discussion. They are delivering some ideas, and you are coming out, and wow. But today, sometimes, we are discussing, starting from the first minute. It's a very noisy meeting. We are generating noise. Mm-hmm. Nobody is listening listening, but the problem is that nobody is understanding each other. And to go upstairs to this level of comprehension, that's again a problem. So, excuse me, I was really such manager, but excuse me, the educator is manager of pedagogical process and not pupils. Today there are very crazy situations that you need to follow pupils' will and so on. My God. No. And we discussed already this very, very stupid concept, pupil-centered pedagogy. It's something very stupid.
Why?
It's partnership. Pedagogical process is partnership. These are partners. We are... as educators, in English there is word educant, but some people say that educant in English, sometimes it's not a good word. No, that's a problem of English language. But today we need education and partners, educator and educant, and we are interacting. This is pedagogical process during the lessons and so on. It's what ideas we are following. No, there are some upstairs ideas are coming down, but we are, excuse me, let me invite you to dance. Okay? We are partners. Okay? No, we are our generation. We are not doing this and so on, but no, we are doing as it's classical. That's it. Okay? We are partners. Perhaps, yeah. We are partners for dance. We are partners. No, say teacher and pupil, no, using these old words in school.
But you would have to lead the way, but you would have to follow my rhythm. If I am a slow learner, you would have to adapt to my need as well.
That's right, yeah, these are details already. These are details, but this is not the first. Excuse me, I have invited you to dance. Okay, you say, there's nice music, walls.
Yeah.
But nothing happened. Why? We need to arrange who will be manager.
Yeah.
And don't mix manager and executive body and partnership. Partnerships means that we have a common goal. Why we are going to this dance route? I'd like to dance, you'd like to dance. There are such traditions, it's such light sex, more or less. advancing. Slide six. Okay, no, all this is nice, lady. But we are dancing and we are enjoying this process, come and go. Educators, teachers and pupils, they are coming together. They need to have a common goal. They don't have a common goal. We have goals coming from our instructional level and so on. They are not coming from real life sometimes. But our pupils, they would like for real life something. And in pedagogical, this partnership, tragedy is today that teachers are following some old-fashioned goals, maybe. And these are not common goals. And if you ask me, it's obvious. If there is not, nothing common, nothing good will happen. And also we are saying, according to these traditions, usually it's just doing this. And I'm also looking all around because I'm managing dance. If I'm just a student, for example, and you are a great dancer, and I'm studying dance, and so you will be manager. It doesn't make any difference, a man or a woman. We need just to arrange. Today, young people, they are not solving these problems. They are going to these dance rooms or these clubs. They are doing much stupid way as these ancient people did. They also have some ideas and some dance structure. But they are just following this bum, 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 bum. You see? And we are applauding, that's great, that's great. My God, it's tragedy. Bishops, they will never become Homo sapiens. Yeah. 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 This is the point. And there are also some other, but that's enough. That's enough. I have used my time, and psychology also. You are getting tired already, because it was a very concentrated story, don't you? So, that's enough. Another time or another situation, so Corey, we can meet once again, so that's up to you. So, thank you very much for this part. If there are some questions and some emotions in the room, it's now your turn.
You said that we are more concentrated on knowledge and skills.
That's right. Professionalism.
And we don't work on values.
Yeah, not general. Not general development.
I think that the values part is the most difficult because it's not agreed between us. It's more difficult to agree on that and pass it on to our students. I think that the values part might derive more from home than from school.
Yes, but also from school, it's also duty for educators, also. And this is very typical also. Western Korn colleagues say, well, this value education, no, that all depends, it's all the business of family. Some centuries ago, it was also a task of church. But you know, church is not working now, not helping. They are trying to do, they are also doing a lot of strange things in church, but nevertheless. And families. Traditional families, they are still under top. But excuse me, modern families are very strange organizations, again. That's from my point of view. I'm uncle. And I'm thinking, well, what will be family for my granddaughters? And now I'm also feeling that sometimes I don't know what's going on within their heads. Because they are using computers, they are using these phones and so on. I don't need these smartphones and so on. I need time to go turn and to think. But they are all time playing and they are wasting time using this. And you know, when we are talking about this information technology and so on, these are tools for playing games. That's okay for small babies. My smallest granddaughter. My God. She was about 2 years, maybe. She changed disc to player. But it's fact. No theoretical background. But she was very adorable. As normal small lady. She was watching a lot of time, and they were just repeating, like a parrot. And we all are coming from this parrot level, but we are developing ourselves step by step again. And this is our task. Family and school and society as a whole. We need to work together. And again, this is system thinking. It's synergy. Synergetics, no nice words. This is nothing new. Let's go back in history. Look on these philosophers, ancient philosophers and the teachers. Comenius. Yes, that's great. That's great.
Your talk has been very interesting. I'm just trying to translate what you said and bring it into the program, what we are doing here as a group. Can you go to slide number 3 and go back to three?
Sorry, I have not prepared this PowerPoint. Because it's easier to me to prepare in this manner and say, well, I'm saving my own time. I don't know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This one.
This is what we're, I'm thinking that we're doing. We passed from the blue, we discussed the phenomenon of self-evaluation, school evaluation, teachers, insight, professional development, the process of action planning and developing in the school. So we went through the theory. We tried to understand. It's difficult when you come with theory. And then we did the red line. Okay, we did some training.
Exactly.
Between us to try and see how others work around. And then we started going down the blue. The green. We developed the project, that's why we're here.
Yes.
Okay. EU provided the resources, the money, for us to need. I'm translating.
I don't know.
Yes.
This money, thanks God, is coming from somewhere upstairs, from the European Union.
It's coming from our pocket, because we're actually paying the European Union.
Okay.
We need investors. And now we're at the last point of realization. Okay, we're implementing.
Yeah.
But what we're trying to do is what you said. We acknowledge that there is a need to learn more about self-evaluation.
Yeah.
We acknowledge this need. And what we're trying to do is to learn, develop, to acquire knowledge, to develop learning, so that we can develop our practice. So our end goal is our practice. So what you have done there is what you shared with us this morning is what we're trying to do in this project. So I think that the marriage of these two has been successful.
You are very, very, very right. Each human's activity contains cognition, consideration, and behavior. Each. Even if you're starting project, this project also contains three parts. Yes.
And you said about awareness or reflect. This is what we're trying to do. We're trying to become aware of the processes in both countries, but we're also trying to become aware of ourselves as teachers, as professionals, how we work, what our lives and dislikes, and what our prospects for development, personally and professionally.
Yes.
So it's this awareness that we're building on and trying our schools to understand and appreciate. So thank you for putting this together for us.
You told about all this just in other words.
Yeah.
I completely agree with you. Other words. I get a feeling. I was listening to you. And finally I have a feeling that that's the same. We are colleagues. We are doing the same. And it's very important to come together and just to make sure that really these partnerships, we have a common goal. And there is international body of management for such groups, for example. And there are people from different parts. But nevertheless, there will be no dancing before we consider who will be manager. But we are partners. And, excuse me, you are not in the center. And I'm not also in the center when we are partners. No partner.
I want to ask about the use of the word ontodidactics. Is that developed from ontology? Is that like the German ontology of didactics? Is it like the German Bildung, for example?
Oh, this again, problems of translation of these words. What does it mean? German Bildung. Yeah, it's very, but the Latin word is izglītība. It's impossible to translate directly. And also, if you take this English word education, it means, if you go deeper, educare, it means knowledge, I think. Today, this word, education, must be defined much wider than maybe this original meaning is. If we are trying always follow also this fine original meaning, well, it's 21st century. And this word, this is a very nice word, cosmos. What does it mean, cosmology? Cosmology is ancient theory of thinking, systemic thinking. Chinese people, they use the word cosmology for this. Today, cosmology, wow, these are rockets, this is space, and so on. Word has another meaning already today.
No. Okay, thank you. We can continue discussion, but I suppose that we have to have some coffee, otherwise it will be cold.